Governor of Reserve Bank of India Bimal Jalan addresses the Conference on Economic Prospects and the Union Budget 2002-2003. Addressing the Conference on Economic Prospects and the Union Budget 2002-2003, the head of Reserve Bank of India Bimal Jalan today said that high real interest rates have pushed up the cost of Indian companies but have not impacted the government's market borrowings.
If you want to borrow, I mean, if a corporate wants to borrow, unless it's a very highly rated few corporations, the rate of interest could be anywhere between 11.5 to 12.5. If you are a small borrower, then the interest rate could be anywhere between 14-15%. I mean, this is on the ground. So those rates are high. Our real interest rates are very high. The interest rates don't decline. Their corporates are paying very, you know, much higher than the real rate of interest. That anybody else would be paying anywhere else.
Indian banks charge their prime customers or blue chip corporates anywhere between 9-13%, depending on the tenor of the loan. But Jalan said the country needed a stable fiscal strategy that did not change frequently.
We have to move away from a very large number of changes every year in our tax systems. We have to have a long-term framework, and I hope we will work that out, a long-term budget policy or fiscal policy which lays down the path for the next 5 or 7 years, rather than having this debate every 28th of February or, you know, 1st of March, that we should work towards a long-term fiscal policy which is stable, which provides the direction, and which can be adopted after a lot of debate, and which represents a consensus.
Commenting on India's economic prospects, he said the country could look forward to a better growth rate in the next financial year. The economy is estimated to grow 5.4% in the current financial year to end March. Rashmi Kabra, ANI.